The Elevator Ghost by Nicholas Thirkettle. When Dead Benjamin received his haunting assignment, he was overjoyed. An elevator! What novel real estate! A captive audience, so many strange noises available. Then, terribly, he discovered the elevator in question was in a two-story corporate plaza in an economically depressed part of town. Almost no one ever used it except the disabled, and Dead Benjamin reasoned they had enough of their own problems. He tried haunting what few regulars there were, but before he could deploy the really terrifying stuff, they just switched to the single flight of stairs. Dead Benjamin became lonely. He left the elevator doors open at night and succeeded in drawing in a raccoon. He haunted the raccoon really thoroughly, but that just caused a mess on the floor. And Dead Benjamin's supervisors told him raccoons don't have the capacity to view the unknown with existential awe, so haunting them did not count. He requested a transfer and was denied. He contacted some fellow ghosts and tried to finagle a trade for one of their locations, but his attempts to oversell the virtues of his elevator just made him look desperate. With exercise, Dead Benjamin managed to develop the ability to send haunting noises into the complex's HVAC network. But without the ability to control the HVAC system itself, every office in the corporate plaza remained at a comfortable 74 degrees, which is known throughout existence as the least terrifying temperature possible. So his feeble moans once again were dismissed and ignored. Dead Benjamin became deeply depressed and picked up some pamphlets on what to do when a ghost is thinking of ending their non-life. One night, in a stroke of luck, a representative from the leasing company for the plaza arrived, and she was on crutches, a mere temporary injury. Dead Benjamin invitingly opened the elevator doors and trapped the woman inside. "Excuse me," Dead Benjamin said. "Ah," the woman said. Dead Benjamin remembered his natural speaking voice was terrifying to the living, so he softened it a smidge. "Sorry about that. My name is Benjamin, and I haunt this elevator." "What?" exclaimed the woman, still 90% terrified, but now 10% confused as well, which Dead Benjamin could work with. Gradually, he calmed her and told her how unsatisfying it was to have so few regular tenants to haunt. The woman, whose name was Holly, asserted that her company had no legal responsibility to him as he was not a registered tenant, but Dead Benjamin tried to appeal to her more personally and directly. He got her to agree that neither of them was well served by the situation. Holly took Dead Benjamin deep into a discussion of property taxes and civic zoning and the federal crime rate. It was fascinating stuff. Dead Benjamin had never imagined it could be so complicated. He asked if he could be of help in any way. Holly asked if he might open the door so she could get a chair and they could discuss it further. He did, and Holly fled the elevator and never returned. Dead Benjamin thought she set a very poor example. How are you supposed to trust anyone? But now he had his teeth into the problem and he felt like he could help. Patiently settling in, he opened his doors and waited. Perhaps a really lazy lawyer or city bureaucrat would show up next, and he could ask him some more questions. Dead Benjamin had all the time in the world.